That was a young French woman called Marie-Louise Dumortier, and she lived in Fleur Bay, and her family, Madame and her daughters, were very kind to my great-uncle. They gave him coffee and food and things like that, and he, became very friendly with Marie-Louise. And
did he really fall in love?
I don't know. She was very young. She was only 15. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, he was a little older. He was 20, probably 20, 21. So it's hard to say now if they fell in love. I think maybe a little, yeah.
Marie-Louise Dumortier van Fleur Bay. Eigenlijk, we kunnen zeggen, een beetje de mademoiselle from Armentiers van deze Jim Allen. Een jong meisje, 15 jaar, dat hem in elk geval moed gaf om door te gaan, zoveel is duidelijk. Hè? Het kopje koffie zal wel belangrijk geweest zijn. Misschien een beetje de liefde ook, Johan. Het bijzondere is, ook haar heb je kunnen traceren. Hè?
Wij hebben haar dochter teruggevonden, die ook nog in Fleur Bay leeft. Die dus zo vriendelijk was om ons vorige week eigenlijk te ontvangen. Dus we hebben dan door de oorlog nooit is kunnen gebeuren, hebben we wel kunnen doen vorige week. We hebben de twee families samengebracht.
Ja. How was it to enter the house of the daughter of Marie?
Oh, it was very special. Yeah, it was very interesting to meet her. She seemed like one of my aunts. She just, felt very familiar, very family-like. But yes, it was very nice to talk to her and meet her and, talk to her about her mother and if she remembered Jim, what she did.
Yes, that's incredible. Jim was a lively remembrance in the family Dumortier as well.
Yeah, it was interesting because Marie-Louise was always part of our family history and stories. My grandmother would tell me about her. So it was nice to know that he was talked about in their family as well, part of their history, like she was part of our history.
Hoe bijzonder toch dat je eigenlijk twee families samen krijgt, dat Diana een beetje het gevoel krijgt dat ze een Franse tante ontmoet daar in dat huisje in Fleur Bay. En dat ze merkt dat Jim, dat hij ook niet vergeten is in die familie Dumortier. Not forgotten, even more, she kept something very dear to her.
Yes, she did. She kept a brooch that I think Jim's mother, my great-grandmother, had sent to her because she had sent to my great-grandmother a brooch from Armentières. And when we saw her on Saturday, she returned it to me.
You've got it with you?
Yes, yeah.
Can I see it?
Yes.
De broche die zoveel jaren later terug naar de familie gaat, heeft Diana nu bij haar. This is the brooch?
Yeah.
Jésus l'Immaculée Conception. Ja, Jezus onbevlekte ontvangenis. Een kleine goudkleurige broche.
Mm-hmm. So now it will go back to New Zealand.
You're really bringing him home a little bit.
Yes, yeah.
That's what this trip means to you, bringing Jim a little bit back home?
A little bit, but also for us to come here and bring our family to him.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for your story.